And that's the very one that I really couldn't think of.
It's a color plus an
O. Yes, he looks like a bee. He's yellow and black. He's a yellow jacket.
Thank you. Then something that I think it's in the wasp family, but it builds nests of mud or dirt.
He's a dirt dauber.
Do they sting?
I believe they do. Mm-hmm. Perhaps they don't. I don't trust them.
No, I prefer to stay away from anything that looks like it might sting. Mm-hmm. And then the things that bite you in the summertime are
mosquitoes.
And little insects that might get under your skin if you walked in the grass and maybe
chigger.
Okay. Anything else for that?
No. Is he called something else?
Yeah.
I can't think of anything else he's called.
Red bug?
A red bug, uh-huh.
Is that the same thing?
It's the same thing.
But is chigger the usual term?
It's chigger, uh-huh, the usual term.
I think this is really a transitional area for that term. When you get further south, everybody says red bug. And in this part of Georgia, they usually say both. And further north, they say chigger.
Chigger.
Okay. The insects that hop around in the grass are called...
It's a grasshopper.
Do you know another
term?
Although
some people do call them hoppergrass.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever used that?
No.
Not even as a child?
No. Okay. We always called them grasshopper.
Okay.
Neighbors did. Some of our playmates called them hoppergrass.
And then if you hadn't cleaned your room, you might look up in the corner and you'd find
a cobweb.
If it were outside on a bush, what would you call it?
A spider web.
Would you ever say spider web inside?
For the most part, not unless it had a spider in it.
Ah. Well, does a spider web always have a spider?
No, not really. Uh-huh. But that's a difference in the web.
Mm.
The cobweb is just a dust web. But the spider web is architecturally different.
Oh, okay. Well, you're the expert on that. I don't really have a distinction there, so I have to have it explained to me. The part of the tree that grows under the ground are its...
roots.
And did you ever hear of making anything out of tree roots for medicine, home remedies?
They're home remedies.
You know any?
I don't know any. But there are those from tree roots.
What kind of a tree do you tap for syrup?
That's a maple.
Okay. And if you had a group of maples growing, you'd call that
You'd have an orchard of maples.
All right. What is a kind of tree? Now, I don't know what this is, so I'm just having to read what's here. It's a tall shade tree with long white limbs and white scaly bark. It has broad leaves which are shed all at one time with a bark that peels and little knobs or balls and tough wood used for chopping blocks.
For chopping blocks?
And people that know this kind of tree say that it makes a terrible mess and they hate them.
Is that a poplar?
No.
It's not a poplar.
Oh, it's the kind of tree. This was the second lesson at Evensong last Sunday. It's the tree that Zacchaeus climbed to see Jesus.
It's an ass. Is it an ass?
Mm-hmm.
It's not an ass.
It starts with an S. It's three syllables. Sick.
It's a sycamore tree. We had one in my backyard where we lived.
And
yeah.
What does the thing look like? Is that?
It's
is
a
that
magnificent
right?
tree. Messy, yes.
Yeah, well, that's what I've heard.
The sycamore tree. Why would I think of that? We had one in my backyard.
Hmm.
It sat adjacent to the rose garden.
Mm-hmm.
When we lived.
Is it white?
It's not that kind of white.
Mm-hmm.
It's what kind of white? Creamy white.
Yeah.
Sort of a cream color with a slick bark.
Mm-hmm.
And caterpillars love them.
Oh.